Welcome to the You're Not Alone podcast show. This is your host, Danny Hampton, coming to you with another uplifting message of hope and inspiration. Boy, I hope that you're doing good because your boy is doing well. Guess what, family? We're getting close and close to Resurrection Sunday. And today we're going to be talking about the love that God has for you. And we're going to use our foundational scripture as this, because today is what we consider to be Holy Thursday, the day of the Last Supper. But this is a key thing I want you to know, that the love that God has for you. Everything that's getting ready to happen is because God loves you, and he wants you to know that he loves you, and he wants to put you in right relationships. The only reason Jesus Christ is on the earth is to bring man back into right relationship with the Lord. Boy, hope that you're doing good because your boy has been well. I'm pumped up today. This is Holy Thursday. But our key verse is just going to be found in John chapter 3, verse 16. But before we start, let's pray. Oh, precious Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we just thank you for today. We pray for your children all around the world. Father, we pray, Father, for the people in Baltimore, Father, where the bridge had collapsed. Father, we pray, Father, for all those family members, all the people that were lost. We pray for their loved ones, Father, that you would give them comfort in their mourning, that you would be there for them, that, Father, that you will aid and assist them with some closure and understanding. Father, we pray, Father, for the world. We pray for peace around the world, wherever there's wars, rumors of wars, Father, we ask you to come in. We ask you, Father, that your people begin to love one another all around the world and see one another as brothers and sisters, Father. We pray that the lost would come into knowledge of you today. We pray, Father, for the persecuted church like we did in 2023. We pray that the persecutors who persecute the church, Father, be turned into believers, that they will one day be singing praises to you by your name, that they will be calling the great name of Jesus. We thank you for the great sacrifice, Father, as we get ready to celebrate Holy Thursday. And Father, and as I talk about you, I hope your word would just penetrate our hearts and our minds, Father, to see the great love that you have for us. In Jesus' name, we pray, man. I want to tell you this. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, is on God's heart and mind as well. And he loves you with an everlasting love. I don't know what you're dealing with today, but I want to tell you that he's faithful. He keeps his promises. Boy, let me tell you something. Tomorrow's Good Friday. I'm excited about Good Friday because of Jesus Christ. But also, I'll be thinking about my oldest son, Daniel Hampton, who passed away on the 29th, 4 years ago. But this Good Friday, I'm going to be celebrating because I know he's right there with the Father. He's in a place of rest. He's in a place of eternal life. I want to let you know to stay encouraged today that God has you. I want you to know that God loves you. And I'm going to show what this Last Supper is like. And I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. I know sometimes life can be so fleeting. You can have all kind of chaos. You can have all kind of problems around you. You don't see no way out. But you got to know that God loves you. This is the foundational scripture found in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him, guess what? Might live and not die. God come to give you eternal life. I want you to trust in Jesus today. I want you to know I'm excited about Holy Thursday because Jesus is going to implement something that's done right now. Communion. Let me tell you something. Now, you know, in our modern day society, a man, before he's executed, he gets his last supper, he gets his request. Now, Jesus in Luke chapter 22, where we're going to be at today, he's going to set up the institution of communion. In remembrance, let me tell you something. Jesus, God's son, came down from heaven, lived as a man among us to show us the way to walk by faith. Did you know faith moves mountains? Well, I want you to be excited about endless possibilities, what God can do for you and your family. I want you to know, this is my favorite quote. I believe it with all my heart. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, is on God's heart and mind as well. All those things that you're concerned about. If you're concerned about your children, if you're concerned about your marriage, if you're concerned about your job, your finances, how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to do this and do that, guess what? God cares, and he wants you to trust, and he wants you to walk by faith. You know, on Wednesday, that's when Peter realized the fig tree that Jesus Christ had cursed actually did happen. Let me tell you something. Faith moves mountains. Like I said, we're going to be in Luke chapter 22, talking about the Last Supper and how communion was instituted, I want you to know that Jesus Christ has a plan for you and me to walk in victory. You know, one of the things I love about the Word of God is truth. It's His last will and testament. Last night I had Bible study, and we talked about John chapter 17, Jesus' prayer. Now, He prayed for not just the disciples, but He prayed for us, that those who believe in the Word. We also talked about a couple of other things. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is real. He died and rose again on the third day. This is no hocus pocus. This is reality. I want you to know that that name has saving power. That's what we discovered in John chapter 17, that His name is above every name. Guess what? When you begin to cry out to Jesus, He says, if you ask anything in His name, He will do it for you. I want you to be steadfast today. I want you to be praying, asking God to bless you. I want you to be praying for others. I want you to know Job, it says when Job prayed for his friends, God turned the captivity of Job. I want you to start praying for people all around you, asking God to bless them, turn their situation around. And in the event that God will turn your situation around, because He's a faithful God, He's a God of time. Like I said, we're going to be in Luke chapter 22. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because I'm just excited about talking about the goodness of the Lord. Well, I hope that I'm encouraged you, because I'm encouraged. I'm pumped up. I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want to praise God. I want to thank God. I want to say, I thank You, Father, for sending Your Son, Jesus. I thank You for Your obedience to Your Father to go to the cross for a person like me and, Father, for the rest of the world, Father. I give You glory today. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to be thanking. I want you to be in a season of thanking God. I know you might have woke up. You might have got an email. You might have got a text message. You might have got a knock at the door. You might have got a phone call. You might have even had some sort of nightmare. But let me tell you something. He says hi and looks low. Well, I'm excited to talk about the goodness of the Lord. I'm pumped up today. If I had wings, I would fly. So let's look at Luke chapter 22. We're going to start at verse 7 because this today is Holy Thursday. I want you to see. Understand this. This is Jesus' Last Supper. Because guess what? He's getting ready to go through for you and me so that we can be in right relationships with the Lord. If you can do anything today, I would just ask you and advise you to begin to thank Him and praise Him for the great sacrifice, because He's going to be tortured. He's going to be humiliated. He's going to be neck. He's going to be beat beyond imagination. Let me tell you something. If you go to Isaiah chapter 52, you'll read that He was so disfigured that no one knew what He looked like. He did that because He loved you. Did I tell you the title's message, the love that God has for you? God has a great love for you, a great sacrifice. I want all y'all to be encouraged today. Boy, your boy about to go off. I know it's been a while since I recorded, but let me tell you something, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited about thinking about my son Daniel tomorrow. Boy, I'm so excited. Boy, I got a grandson. Boy, so handsome, named Trey. Boy, beautiful. Boy, he's just so, it's just a stunner. He's a star. Let me tell you something. God can do anything and everything. Boy, you just got to trust in God. You got to believe in God, knowing that God is working things out for your good. Boy, here we go. Verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb, did you hear that? Jesus is the Passover lamb, did you hear that? Had to be sacrificed, did you hear that? He had to be sacrificed for you and me so that we can say Abba, which means Father. Boy, I'm pumped up. I'm excited. I'm encouraged to go off today. Hallelujah. I want you to stay encouraged. Did you hear it? Let's look at it again. Now, the festival of the unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover. Did you hear it? Boy, it's getting ready to go down. Let me tell you something. Communion, something you can do every day. Let me tell you something. When you take communion, you know what you're doing? You're letting all heaven know that you believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again on third day. And you let all hell know that I trust Him. Let me tell you something. If you begin to walk in faith, you begin to trust God. Understand this. This sacrifice He's doing is for you and me and everybody in the world. Even for those who don't believe in Him. Did you hear it? For those who don't even believe in Him, this sacrifice was done for all mankind. It says, What do you want us to prepare for it? They asked. He replied, as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house. The teacher asked, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover? Did you hear that? Understand this. This is by faith, because let me tell you something. As these boys get ready to do what Jesus told them, for a man to carry a pitcher of water was unheard of. So it took faith to believe what Jesus is saying. Understand this. This wasn't a custom of the day. And so they're going to do it because guess what? They believe him. They trust him. They know he's God. Let me tell you something. John chapter 17. Jesus said, God, I've given them the word that you told me to give them. They believe that you sent me. Did you hear that? They believe in me. They believe in you. I want them to be one, just like we want. No, Jesus asked God to do for them and me and you. Protect us from the evil one. That's what he said. Don't take them out of the world. Protect from the evil one. God want to protect you. I want you to stay encouraged. Here it goes. I want you to see it. With my disciples, and he will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparation. They say, hey, get everything together. Because they don't know. Because remember, the beginning of Holy Week, they went in, people saying, Hosanna. Everybody hadn't turned on Jesus yet. But Jesus knew what's getting ready to happen. He knew that all chaos is fixed to break out. All those cheers and jeers are going to be screaming, crucify him. Oh, I'm pumped up. You know your boy Danny going off. I'm pumped up. I want you to know I'm excited to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Because guess what? People can be screaming your praise today and tomorrow be hating on you, boy. Did you hear that? That's why you got to live for God. You got to trust God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might. You got to know that he cares for you, that he loves you. Because guess what? The world would turn on you because the people turned on Christ. Here we go. Check it out. They left and found things just as Jesus told them. So they prepared the Passover. Did you hear? Now they just think that they're going to. They just follow in tradition because it's the festival of the Passover. But they don't know that he's the lamb. He's going to be the sacrifice. Understand this. Jesus was born in a manger for you and me. Let me tell you something. He was born there in a stable. And guess what? He's going to the cross for you and me so that we can say Abba, which means Father. Today, guess what? If you don't have no earthly parents like I do on this earth, I got a heavenly Father who's watching over me every day. Well, I'm pumped up and encouraged. So check it out. They said this. When the hour came, Jesus and his disciples reclined at the table. I know you see these paintings all the time. Are them all wrong at this table? Be pumped up. This is, hey, Passover. Jesus knows what he's going to do. Chaos is going to break out, but he's trusting God by faith. Understand this. God wants you to walk in faith. Let me tell you something. I was talking to my friend a couple of days ago. Let me tell you something. And actually, I talked to a friend today, Daryl. And I was talking. We was talking about the Lord. And I told him, I said, one of the things you have to be able to do, you have to be able to praise God. Be able to praise God. Thank God. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to put on some praise music, some worship music, and just praise God and thank him. Guess what? Even before it happens. I'm thanking God right now for things to happen. Let me tell you. I'm believing God. Guess what? As being a pastor of Christ Redeemed Church, I'm believing that God is going to open the doors for us in South Chicago, that he's going to give us the right place at the right appointed time to fellowship and worship him all day long, all day long. Let me tell you something. One of the things I do, I believe in teaching the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus did after he came back from the resurrection for 40 days, taught the kingdom of God. But also I'd love to teach about the relationship with the Holy Spirit. The greatest gift, Jesus prayed to the Father, asked the Father to give you and me the Holy Spirit. So when you woke up with perfection all through you. You got perfection. You have the Holy Spirit running through you right now, living inside of you. He's a person. He's right here to help you. He said to lead and guide you into all truth and revelations. I want you to be excited because guess what? This great sacrifice that Jesus is getting ready to do for us was meant to turn, guess what? Things back in right order. So things are ordered. Be expected for things to happen. Be expecting miracles. Believe that God hears you when you pray. Because it says when you pray in Jesus' name, he said he would do anything. Boy, acts in Jesus' name. Here we go. It says this. And when the hour came, Jesus' disciples reclined at the table. And in verse 15, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. Did you hear that? He said, I eagerly, did you hear that? He knows he's going to go through torture beyond human imagination. He's going to be humiliated. But he says, did you hear that? I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Did I tell you? It's Pastor Christ Redeemed Church. Teach the kingdom of God. Because guess what? There's an order. See, I believe this. Until you see Christ as a king, the word of God, it'd be unclear to you. Because guess what? See, in America, you can negotiate. If you got a president, you can vote him in and out. If you a mayor, governor, but guess what? When a king is on the throne, he's not voted out. It is nobody telling him. He does what he wants to do. And Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not do what I say? Understand, I want you to understand this. Until you see him as a king, the kingdom of God, understand the relationship with the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift that God left men on the face of the earth is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I got to keep on going on. He says for this. Verse 17, after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. Understand this. Jesus, hey, I want y'all, I'm letting you know. He said, I'm going to suffer. He's letting them know he's not trying to keep it from them. And the reason why he's telling them all this, because he wants to prepare them so when they go through the storm, they don't go through the storm, that what he said was true, that he would suffer, that he would be humiliated. But guess what? But victory is there. Check it out. I want you to see it. He says this, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from this fruit of this vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body. Did you hear that? He said, hey, I'm letting you know. He said, this is my blood. This is my body. It says this, given for you, do this in remembrance of me. Did you hear that? In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup saying, this cup is the new covenant. Did you hear that? It's the new covenant saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you, because he knew he was going to the cross. He knew his blood would be shed all over the earth to redeem men, to snatch us back from Satan, to put us in right relationship where we can say, Abba, Father, and we can cry out to the name of Jesus. Boy, you ought to be so excited, boy, because let me tell you something. It's going to get dark on the earth as we continue through Holy Week, but God going to show up. Boy, he going to show up. He going to show up. I want you to know that God is a great God. He's there for you. He just wants you to believe in him. Check it out what you said. He says this, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with man on the table. Did you hear that? Judas right there. Hey, Jesus all knowing, know what's going on, know what's going on around him, know what's going to happen. Here we go. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed. Now, here we go. Now, he's speaking. Judas right there. He's speaking to him. Here we go. But woe to that man who betrays him. They begin to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Did you hear that? They're trying to figure out. One thing they didn't, reason why they didn't know it was Judas. Judas was a treasure. Judas was a man of honor, a man of trust. You don't trust nobody with your money unless you really trust them, right? So that meant that Judas had such a relationship around them that they saw him as what? An honest man. Check it out. Or let me tell you something. Anytime you take your eyes off of God and his word, don't think that you won't stumble. Don't think that you're better than nobody. Let me tell you something. You got to always keep your eyes on the Lord. Paul said it best. Follow me as I follow Christ. Understand this. Paul was saying, hey, if you see me go left, you get away from me. But as I'm following Christ, you follow me. Because he's, guess what? He's an example. In other words, he's an example. Boy, let me tell you something. I wrote a book called What About Faith? Getting ready to come out pretty soon. And this talks about John chapter 11. Jesus set the example that he is the man who he was, that he walked earth in faith and trust God. You got to trust God even when it hurts. When it seems like chaos around, you don't know what to do. You got to know that God sits high. That's why I got to be praising God. Check it. I want you to see it. Here we go. Verse 23. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do it. A dispute also arose among them as to which them was considered to be the greatest. Check it out. Sometimes people, they want to be placed on a pedestal. But let me tell you something. Don't desire to be set high. Let someone call you up. Check it out. This is what Jesus is going to say. Here we go. He says, Jesus said to them, the king of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like this. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. Let me tell you something. God wants you to put yourself down, because that's where he came as a servant. He didn't come trying to stunt. He came, guess what? If they said, people didn't know who he was. But when he spoke, they knew who he was. Let me tell you something. Jesus came just as plain can be. That's why when they went to go arrest him at the Garden of Gethsemane, that Judas had to betray him with a kiss, because guess what? He was nothing to remember to look like. But when he spoke with authority, because there's power in the words that we speak. Hallelujah. I know I'm going up. I know your boy going up. I gotta keep on going. Check it out. He says this. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, of the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is the greatest, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? It is not the one who's at the table, but I am. Did you hear? It's not the one who serves. It is not the one who sits at the table, but I am among you as one who serves. Did you hear? Put yourself, let yourself, humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Did you hear that? Well, if you can begin to trust God and begin to walk with him, hallelujah, you can see great things. Check it out. He said this. I want you to see it. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom just as my Father conferred on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the throne and judge in the 12 tribes of Israel. Did you hear? Let me tell you something. Boy, Jesus, this is going down. All at the table. Now check it out. I want you to see what happened. As we go down to verse 31, I'm about to get up on out here. I want you to see it. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. Did you hear that? He let Peter know, Simon, Simon, hey, some things can really go down, but you're going to be all right. He said, when you get strengthen your brother. Check it out. Here we go. Check it out. Now, verse 32. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Did you hear? He's speaking. And check it out. Jesus is not trying to hurt him. Jesus is trying to let him see. Let him know that he's God. So when things happen, that he would always remember that Jesus told him everything and Jesus didn't lie to him. Check it out. Jesus asked, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you would deny three times that you know me. Did you hear that? This is all Ezra. I said, Jesus is going to the cross, but he's steady teaching. He's steady letting people know what's going to happen because he wants that faith. Did you hear that? Your faith to believe in him in the crunch time. When all hell break out, he wants you to believe. Check it out. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you without purses, bags of sandals, did you lack anything? Boy, God can take care of you. Let me tell you something. I know, hey, them letters coming. I know them phone calls coming. I know you're trying to figure out how to do it. God can take care. Check it out. He said, did you lack anything? Nothing, they answered. Did you hear what he said? Nothing. They said that on Holy Thursday before Jesus went to the cross. He let them know, hey, I got you, even if I don't see. This is why he prayed that they would have the Holy Spirit, that they would have the Comforter around them, inside them, that they would have strength. And he said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. And the disciples said, see, Lord, here are two swords. That's enough, he replied. Did you hear that? Boy, Jesus let them boys know, hey, it's getting ready to go down. Understand this. Jesus is aware of everything. He's preparing now because he know what he's getting ready to do. They fully ain't got it yet, but it's going to be a day when them boys going to walk out. They're going to change the world because they was with God himself. Well, I'm encouraging you today. I hope that you have a blessed day. Let's close in prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray for your children all around the world today, Father. As we celebrate Passover, Father, we thank you for the great sacrifice on Calvary. We thank you for what you're doing for us, Father. I pray that you bless your children all around the world. In Jesus' name, we pray. I tell you, I love you. Remember this. Whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, is on God's heart and man's will. We'll have a blessed resurrection weekend because Danny Hampton is. I'm celebrating. I'm praising God right now. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.